You're listening to WMIE, Coco, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Coco Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. I'm Paul Esposito. I thank you for joining me here today, friends. We are starting today a brand new study in the book of Revelation, where we are going to go through verse by verse, every verse here in this book. And, oh, I'm so excited to be doing this book again here on the radio and on the podcast. It's been, 8 or 10 years since I've done this before, and it lasted for months. We had about 120 programs. We're going to see where the Lord ends up here, see where He leads us this year as we go through verse by verse. Oh, I'm so excited to be doing this again. I thank you for joining me here today, friends, and please stay tuned here in the coming days and weeks and months. If you've missed one of these programs, I encourage you to go to either my website, wgodontheair.net, and click on the link there to hear the podcasts, or go to wmiefm.com. Once again, wmiefm.com, and click on the link there that says On Demand. And then, scroll back to any date you want. Look for this program, WGOD Radio. And all of these programs are going to be uploaded on there. So you will be able to follow with us here verse by verse every day. And we'll see if we can get this wrapped up by Christmas. Merry Christmas to everyone. Happy New Year. WGOD Radio, all truth. We're going to hear the truth here every day. That's why I love this radio program and what we're doing, because we focus on God and let God speak. And that way we're guaranteed to hear truth every day. Friends, there's a shortage of truth out here today. And here on this radio program and anywhere where you tune in, where the Word of God is the central focus of what it is that's being said, you're going to hear the truth. With that in mind, Lord God, we ask for your blessings now. Speak to us through your Word. May your truth shine forth in the coming days, starting with today, Lord. Speak to us your truth into our hearts. In Jesus Christ's name we pray, amen. We're looking at the book of Revelation. We're starting off here. Let me ask this question here first off, though. Why interpret literally? First, let me say, you need to interpret this book literally when possible. I have learned in these last couple years that the greatest heretics out here in the church, of course, they're not outside the church, they're in the church. If you want to find a heretic, you got to go into the church to find it. You aren't going to find him somewhere else. He's in the church. Paul said, there must be heresies among you so that those who are approved may be made manifest. Wish I had that verse right in front of me. I believe it's 1 Corinthians chapter 1. There must be heretics among you so that those who are approved may be made manifest. I love that. You know, sometimes I can understand why there's heretics I hear on the radio, because God expects you to go to your Bibles to look up and see if these things are true or not, as we saw the Bereans do in the book of Acts. I think it's Acts chapter 16. When they heard certain things, they went to the Word to see whether or not it was true. You, likewise, when you hear things on the radio, God wants you to go back to his word and look and see if what you heard was true or not. And if you don't interpret this book literally, then if apple secretly means watermelon and you have to buy my teaching tape to understand it because I'm one of the elect and you're not, then anything can mean anything. We need to interpret this book literally when possible. But again, let me say, the heretics are inside the church, not outside. You're going to find them in the church, and you're going to find Satan's men in and behind the pulpits. And number one place, there's two places, two main places you will find Satan's man or woman. That is, in the pulpit and Bible translators. Please remember that. The two places, more than anything and more than anywhere, you are going to find Satan's people, Satan's plants, Satan's tares, in the pulpit and Bible translators. I do both of those. I encourage you, please, listen. Go to your Bibles with everything that I say. Go to your Bibles and look and see whether or not if what I'm telling you is true. Like when I tell you that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, go and look and see if it's true. When I tell you he died on the cross, go and look and see if it's true. When I tell you he was raised up from the dead, go and look and see that it's true. When I tell you he lived a sinless life, go and look and see if it's true. When I tell you that Jesus Christ is the only way to get to heaven, go and look and see if it's true. Go and look and see if it's true. I am both of these things. I'm a pastor and I'm a Bible translator. Please examine these things and go and look and see if they're true. You don't want to be misled by anybody. The most important thing of going into the study of this book is for you, my friend, to interpret this book literally when possible. Now, when we see a beast coming up out of the sea with seven heads and ten horns, I don't know if you can take that literally or not. I would say no, but God expects you to understand this 66th book in the Bible. Man, oh man, you've got to understand a lot of other books too. You have to understand Daniel for the first part. You have to understand other books. I've once heard Vernon McGee say that, you know, the book of Revelation is like the final train station in the sky, you know, where all of the connects, you know how sometimes trains, you know, branch off, you know, in the old days, they would separate a train. They usually had eight cars and they'd break them up in fours and one would go on one track, one would go on the other. And somewhere along the lines, way down along the road, they would come together and meet again. Revelation is where all of these things all come and meet together. But you can't understand this book of Revelation without having an understanding of other books. You really need to understand Daniel and have studied Daniel. So I encourage you to study Daniel as well. But, you know, you can't just study this book and understand it. God expects you to know. When we see someone that says he has two horns like a lamb but speaks like a dragon, see, we can't take that literally, but we can understand that's easy as pie. He expects you to understand that. Two horns like a lamb. Well, who in the references, who is the lamb in the Bible? Of course, you chuckle when I say that, right? We can go all the way back to Abraham, who found a ram caught in the thicket by its horns. God will provide a sacrifice. All the way back is the picture for that. Then you go to Passover, the sacrificial lamb and the scapegoat. Laying hands on one, sending him out into the wilderness where the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. All the way to the New Testament. John the Baptist says in John 1:29, behold, the Lamb of God who taketh away the sins of the world. Revelation chapter 5, when we see a lamb opening its seals, a lamb as if he had been slain. We understand who the lamb is. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearers was silent, so he opened not his mouth. Now, that's Isaiah chapter 53. So when you God expects you to know Isaiah chapter 53. So when you see these things, when you see someone who has two horns like a lamb, but speaks like a dragon, you see, dragon, you see. As we get to Revelation chapter 12, we see the dragon. Revelation chapter 20, we see the dragon. So when we see this thing who has two horns like a lamb but speaks like a dragon, you see, we know who it is. It's a counterfeit Christian. It's someone who says he's a Christian, but he's not. Someone who says that he is Christian, but he has not ever met one of those. Oh, I'm sure you have. Perhaps you don't even realize that you have, but you have. As we look here in 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 13, where it says, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself transforms himself into an angel of light. Therefore, it's no great thing if his ministers also transform themselves into ministers of righteousness, whose end will be according to their works." Oh, you've seen them. Maybe you didn't even realize it, but you've seen them. You've seen wolves in sheep's clothing. Satan himself transforms himself into, not Dracula. He transforms himself into an angel of light. It's someone you're going to find in the pulpit. Someone you're going to find that's a Bible translator. That's translating the Word of God. Remember, the Word of God is always the first thing corrupted in the Bible. What are the first four words spoken by Satan way back in the beginning? Remember? "Indeed hath God said." Has God said? Can you hear it now? Smugness. Sowing doubt. Sowing doubt. Eve, Adam, it's the Word of God he goes after. Whether or not it's a pastor preaching things that aren't true, or whether or not it's a Bible translator with an axe to grind. Watch out for Bible translators with an axe to grind. Don't trust everyone that you hear. Don't trust every Bible translation that you read. Don't trust every preacher in the pulpit. Don't trust them. But compare what you hear to the truth of the Word of God. Now, with Bible translations, you have to go to something that you know is true and hold it up to that. Like the King James Version, it's withstood 403 years for a reason, because it's faithful. That's why it's still around 403 years later, because the King James Version is a faithful Bible translation. Also, New King James, the New King James. This is some Pastor Paul Esposito Bible translator. I recommend to you those two Bible translations, not those two alone, but those true. I would say, the best of my ability, I say to you, that they're translated by faithful people. The translations are faithful, and they're two good translations to hold everything up to. So, okay, we're moving right along here. We're going to look again in our next program, why to interpret this book literally. Thank you for joining me here for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. And please remember to follow us on Facebook. We're at WGOD Radio. Also on Twitter, at the same thing, at WGOD Radio. We are going to be going through this book verse by verse. I encourage you to come along for the ride.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web at wgodontheair.com. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio. All truth.